Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here as week 7 set to kick off in the NFL tonight with the Seahawks and the 49ers. I'm going to kick off the Browns huddle right here in Berea. The coordinator spoke to the media today, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, saying he was pleased with the steps that the defense took against the Denver Broncos, but he knows they have their work cut out for him trying to stop Todd Gurley, who is running wild on the NFL.
It's not just Gurley. He is a dynamic back, and he's electrified that offense since he's been back. So it's going to be a challenge for our guys. We got to play with great eye discipline. We got to do a great job attacking the line of scrimmage. We got to do a great job tackling. They got guys that are very good players in space. So it's going to be a challenge. We've talked about it all week. We got to show up Sunday with the right mentality, and we got to execute.
Stopping Gurley is going to be the key on defense. On offense, you got to like the way that John DeFilippo comes out, owns what he didn't like about what happened against Denver, but also praise guys who deserved it, including the offensive line. And this offensive line is going to have to be good again against one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL. And Flip talked about Mitchell Schwartz, Joe Thomas, and what they need to do against these excellent St. Louis Rams defensive linemen.
They play four down front, and there's 5 first-round draft picks in that group. So they're going to rush the passer. They're going to be great at home. I think they play really fast on that turf at home, and we're going to have to match their speed.
This game is going to be won in the trenches, and the Browns have an opportunity to control both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. If they do that, they can get to 3-4 with a victory over the Rams in St. Louis. That'll do it for this edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.